You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, so have any of you ridden a motorcycle on the freeway? Has anybody?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, maybe, but like, what is the
correct
way?
Can you picture me on a motorcycle?
I don't picture
Seriously,
you.
What
I
a
try
nightmare
not to picture
that
on
is
anything, to be honest with you.
Don't ever do that.
Right, start with an e-bike, Mace.
Yeah.
What is the protocol for them supposed to be? Because today I was in the number one lane, far right lane, or left lane, excuse me. And I moved to the left when a motorcyclist went by.
Came by on your right,
and yeah. They waved. And the first guy waved. Then the next three that went by at different times did not wave.
Right. I hate that.
Isn't it kind of annoying that they don't wave?
Hey, don't look for a wave from Mason. He's focused
no,
on hugging that bumper, man.
Motorcyclists are supposed to be lane splitting. That is absolutely what a motorcyclist should do.
But you move over a little bit to help the motorcyclist give a little.
You're looking for your
courtesy
wave.
I want my courtesy wave.
What's a courtesy wave for? You're in the middle of the freeway. There's no courtesy
wave.
There are
plenty of them that do it. It's either you put your hand up or the peace sign down. It's all fine. But you should do at least one of them.
I did it twice today. Somebody let me in. I waved. I let somebody else. And they waved to
yeah,
me.
But motorcyclists are supposed to lane split. If you would ever
let anyone in, you would get a courtesy wave.
I always wave.
You always wave. When somebody does something
for me. Of course,
Pepe
always waves. Pepe waves when no one's watching.
You probably stop, get out of your car and wave.
Michael, but shouldn't they give you a courtesy wave?
It doesn't bother me because I do it for motorcycles if I see them coming too. And sometimes they'll wave at you and say thank you. Sometimes
they don't.
You're
so nice, Michael. Yeah, you're going to make me cry.
That's right, Pepe.
Yes.
No, that doesn't bother me.
What's that?
Traffic talk on the show lately.
Yeah, everybody hates it. That's why.
Yes.
It's life. Facts. We talk about life.
I saw this the other day. I don't think we touched on this yet. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
I'm glad you brought this up because Michael watches all the fights. Mm-hmm. Will you pay for this one?
That was on Netflix, actually.
Yeah, I'll pay for it knowing that I'm not going to see a real fight. It's just an exhibition, just like when he fought Roy Jones. They were just. I'm buying it for the spectacle. That's all.
You already have it, actually. It's going to be on Netflix, and they're going to fight at Jerry World. Pepe, you like boxing. Is this something that's a good or bad?
Are you intrigued by it? You don't want to watch it?
No.
You won't watch it?
No.
I will.
Not at all.
Because it's on Netflix,
right,
and because
free.
I already have it, it's free. I don't have to spend any extra.
But,
why not turn it up?
I have better things to do than to watch
that. I don't.
Well,
to watch Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, I can think of...
What's weird
I don't have anything better to do.
Is there
that.
Anybody not rooting for Mike Tyson?
To knock him out?
Oh, I want Mike Tyson to knock him into
it's
next
all,
week.
Everything online I've all exactly seen is all Mike Tyson.
I just want to see Mike Tyson kick Jake Paul's ass. Yep. That's what I would watch for.
That would be good.
I don't know. Pepe's coming around
Pepe
on that.
Over. We got him back in 30 seconds.
I think I'm going to watch.
I don't think if it's going to be a real fight, though. I think they'll be out there throwing like half punches.
Well, was Michael, looking back, was the Roy Jones-Conor McGregor thing worth it?
You mean Floyd Mayweather?
Floyd Mayweather, kind of.
Yeah, that was a real fight.
I thought it was real.
Until about the eighth, and then McGregor
got
petered out.
McGregor was scoring points there.
He was doing all right for a while. Then Floyd got serious.
I have a question for you, Mike.
Yes, Floyd. Yes, Pepe. What do you need? What do you need to be educated on now?
How many fights have you seen live?
Live?
There.
That's a great question. I went to Larry Holmes, Scott Ledoux in Minnesota. I went to Roy Jones' fight up in Portland. And I went to one more. So I haven't been to many boxing matches, even though I'm a boxing addict.
Three fights.
Pepe, were you at the first Julio Cesar Chavez Oscar De La Hoya fight?
Yes.
I was there too. I was stunned at how that crowd turned on Oscar. Oscar beat Chavez left, right, and sideways. It was not close.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And because the Mexican fans were so loyal to Chavez, they were booing him when he won.
It was
a good fight.
I went to Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder at Staples, and I went to Sean Porter, Errol Spence at Staples Center. So I went to five fights.
How about the one with Oscar De La Hoya here across the street and
Shane Mosley?
Yeah, that one.
No, I didn't go to that.
Fights used to be such a bigger deal than they are now. We used to all go to Vegas and broadcast when there was going to be a big fight. None of that even happens anymore.
You know why? Because Michael will piggyback me on this. boxing lost its way. The good fighters won't fight the other good fighters, right?
In UFC, you always get the fight you want.
Actually, thanks to the Saudis, it's coming back. That's where all the money is now. The Saudis, like today, there's Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou's fighting today at about another couple hours because it's Saturday.
Because the pot's so big, they're going to do it.
They are throwing money like crazy around in Saudi Arabia for fighters now. So they actually, Saudis are putting together all the big fights, and that's where all the fighters are going now to fight over there because, like today,
it's like the live tour in boxing.
Yeah, Ngannou's going to make $20 million today, and Anthony Joshua's going to make $50
million. Wow. So you didn't get to go to the forum to see the fights?
No, I didn't. I was here, but I didn't go.
Great fights.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Lionel Ross fought Chucho Castillo there.
Yep.
And, man, the Mexican people were really upset.
Mace, you know whose dad ran Forum Boxing for years? Mm. Was John Jackson, who was at our Hall of Fame thing.
JJ.
His father, John, was in charge of Forum Boxing.
Yes.
And used to let me go to all those
JJ's
fights.
JJ's such a great guy. Such a great guy.
What's up, foo? All right, guys. So I found this online. This girl's getting killed on TikTok because she was taken out on a first date to Ojos Locos. We talked about this restaurant here in Downey. You know, the girls dress a little provocative.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a Tilted Kilt or a Hooters.
It's Tilted Kilt.
Gotcha. Kind,
yeah. So she was getting killed because she said that wasn't appropriate for a first date. And people are like, hey, the food looks good. Why are you complaining? You got good food, good drinks. So my thing to you guys is, would you guys take your first date to a place like that?
Yeah, because take her to a place that's not so expensive because that's a good character test to see how she will handle it.
If you
take her to Morton's or Capital Grill, you'll see if she's likes you as opposed to say all the fluff that goes with it.
But I mean, you're taking her to a spot where there may be a whole bunch of women who are better looking than her.
Yep.
You know what Ojos Locos is, Michael? Huh? It's they're wearing lingerie.
God bless them.
They're wearing lingerie.
So do you take a first date to a restaurant where they're wearing lingerie?
Yeah, to see how she handles it. If it's a body solo.
What is it, like some sort of test?
God bless Julie.
She might be a high maintenance.
For this guy, everything is a test.
I'm with Michael, but for a little different reason. Michael, if the date doesn't go well, you get several
possibilities. Okay. Hey, you got him lined up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Actually, Brian, did you put that sound in from that woman about the woman who doesn't want kids?
Oh, Lord.
We got that.
Okay, so this is related to that. A woman on TikTok says that she's sick of people giving her a hard time because she doesn't have kids. She says her purpose in life is to shop and take naps. Here's what she said. Tell me if you think anything is wrong with her outlook on life or this is just fine. Here she is.
So I'm child-free by choice, and everyone always says, like, what's your purpose? If you don't have kids, what's your purpose? My purpose is getting my nails done, going shopping, treating myself. Look at this new bag I just got from Goyard. Stunning.
Holds up a bag.
This new sweatsuit I got from Aloe. And being sober, traveling, I don't know, taking naps. Have you ever taken a nap? It's like the funnest thing ever. It's so nice. I enjoy naps a lot. So don't say I don't have purpose just because I don't have kids. How dare you?
All right, what do you think, Mace?
Could not agree with her more.
I actually think if you don't want to have kids and your life is about shopping, naps, and bags, more power to you.
Taking naps.
Do you have any problem with her?
I don't, but her voice, man. Her voice.
But the biggest thing is being child, and I'm child-free by choice. We could add kids.
I have purpose.
We get to travel.
Laura, that's
we get to travel, go places, see the world.
Maybe you'll meet this girl.
Maybe I will.
Her name is Stephanie Noble.
Yeah. We'll check back with her in 20 years, Laura. She'll be petting her cats.
Look, here's the my thing, Michael, with that is
and
like
hoarders will be paying a visit for with
I do think everybody has their own, you know, choice, whatever, if you want kids or not. But there comes a point, like at least for me, that I'm like, oh, I'm open to the idea.
She'll be bathing her cats in her tears. We'll see.
Oh Lord, Michael.
I have no problem with that woman.
I have no problem either. Not everybody should have kids. It would be malpractice for me to have a kid.
Yeah. Are you guys got one more? Or are we done?
What's
I got
that?
One more for you.
One more, yeah.
I saw this the other day. I think Laura sent this in too. Applebee's and IHOP are set to have a combination restaurant here in California. They're going to combine kitchens and combine storefronts at a couple of the locations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This, to me, is the weirdest concept I could think of. A rack of ribs with a side of pancakes.
It is weird.
No, but what? It's a good business idea, though, Brian, because it now means you can open up at 5 o'clock in the morning and stay open until midnight. You know, nobody goes to IHOP for dinner.
Interesting.
But a lot of people go to Applebee's for dinner.
Yeah, I'll have the boneless wings and the waffles, please. it's weird, but you're right. It does become more like a Denny's. Right. IHOP only has breakfast food. Even though breakfast food at 2 a.m. is pretty good after a night. But, now you're expanding the menu. It's just a restaurant with an expanded menu, breakfast and dinner.
I like the idea. It's nice, you know. You can have pancakes in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
When's the last time you had pancakes in the middle of the night, Pepe?
I don't remember.
I'll tell you, Sunday morning.
No, but you can do it if you want to, Michael.
No, why don't you do it at home? Why don't you have Liz cook you some pancakes?
Why does Liz have to cook them?
Yeah. Why?
Well, she doesn't cook for you?
No. But
she cooks for you. Listen to you. You are so...
Michael!
So backwards.
My idol is Ralph Crandon.
Unbelievable.
That's right. I'm not king of a castle.
Yeah, Mike, it's like we transported him from 1968 to now.
Oh, yeah, and he asked me to buy him a Gunsmoke t-shirt. Where did that come from?
Do you ever wear the You Big Dummy shirt I got you?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I ordered it. I have no idea why I'm the person that's buying you Gunsmoke t-shirt,
it's for all he provides.
Yeah, there you go. It's a parting gift.
So you want to be called Marshall Dillon?
I'll take it.
There you go. All right, coming up next for you, we are going to circle back to tonight, which is a critical game for the Lakers. Everyone is a playoff game at this point. Minnesota on Sunday, Milwaukee tonight, Sacramento at Sacramento on Wednesday. We'll dig into that a little bit.
Golden State.
Yeah, I can't even think that far ahead. Can't even think that far ahead. Also, don't forget, 15 minutes away from BBGO Fifth Row Fridays, a chance for you to be in the Fifth Row Sunday night at Crypto for Lakers versus Minnesota. Got to be able to answer a question about every show this week, including something today. You got your shot in about 15 minutes to win those Fifth Row seats. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, Mirror Audio Video has been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? The team at Mirror can deliver for you products and services others just don't offer. Cutting-edge home automation. Better, faster Wi-Fi. You know that buffering wheel? Are you sick of that thing? Mirror can get rid of it, and you get the Wi-Fi speed you need for everyone in your home or business. Plus, and we can't stress this enough, world-class customer service. No more waiting on hold. No more automated mess. With Mirror Audio Video, you call, Isaac or Roy picks up, and just like that, you're taken care of. Don't believe me? Try it right now. You will not get put in phone jail. I guarantee it. 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. That's 310-234-4010. Or check them out at mirroraudiovideo.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, so it is Friday, 10 minutes away from Fifth Row Fridays. Get ready for that. Hopefully you've been listening and taking notes all week long. I found out today, Ireland, that next week is the final week of Fifth Row Fridays because the season's coming to an end.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
yeah, that's my favorite thing we give away.
So Fifth Row seats for Sunday night
Pepe
versus
and
Minnesota.
And sometimes Michael's working a lot, but Pepe and I often get to meet the Fifth Row Friday winners, and they are always very appreciative.
Very, very nice. Yeah. And lots of my people get the
good
prices.
Yeah, that's true.
Excellent.
We've had a lot
I thought everybody was your people.
Pepe is a man of the people. Exactly. He waves to everybody. Yep. Exactly. All right. So, Ireland, you found this weird lady.
Okay. So, here's the question.
It's the one who doesn't know when I have kids.
For everybody. No, this is a different lady.
It's a day. Right.
You'll never pay attention.
Laura, listen to this one. International Women's Day or whatever it is.
Yeah, in honor of International Women's Day, I want to present to you this woman in New York who has potty trained her pet pigeon.
What?
And now takes him everywhere. Nightclubs, restaurants, Uber rides, everywhere. Is this cool or stupid, Laura?
This is so stupid. What the hell are we doing?
You wouldn't like to go out tonight to a club and see a woman with her pet pigeon, a well-behaved, well-trained pet pigeon?
That's worse than the cats.
Yeah, I mean, pigeons are flying rats, for all intents and purposes.
Is that a deal breaker, Greg? Woman with a pet pigeon?
Mace is right. They're rats with wings.
Yeah, like rats
I want nothing to do with a pigeon.
It's not like
a
parrot or something.
What if it's Margot Robbie with a well-trained pet pigeon?
I love pigeons so much.
Give me the rat with wings, damn it. Give me the rat with wings.
Would you be up at the game tonight? Some woman walks up the aisle where you and I do the games, and she's got a well-trained pet pigeon. Is that cool or stupid?
I think it's stupid.
It is stupid. I don't like anybody that's got not normal pets. Like, for example, Cody, who has been filling in for Jorge here, has a pet.
Cody Lou.
Cobra? Does he have a pet
python?
Cobra?
He has a pet python.
Python.
Nobody has a pet cobra.
Dwight Howard, pet python.
Like, what is the point of having a snake for a pet?
Chuck.
Is his name Chuck? What's the point of having a snake? You'd get no affection from a snake.
You might even get bit.
No, they're nice.
You want to go, next time we go out to dinner, you want to look over at the other table and see a woman with a well-trained pet pigeon?
Any pet in a restaurant's nasty. Dog, cat, pigeon.
Well, unless the restaurants are designed for it. There are a lot of dog-friendly restaurants, and they advertise that they're dog-friendly.
Yeah, but if it's not dog-friendly or pet-friendly, keep them out.
There was an Instagram dog at a Laker game earlier this year, and he got a lot of attention. And afterwards, there was a big to-do about how he got in. Because he wasn't supposed to be able to get in.
Oh, this was the one that sat on the
courtside.
Brody dog.
He's got like more Instagram followers than most people.
Didn't the Lakers approve it? They didn't approve it?
They did not know he was coming to sit on the court, apparently, is what I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll work
out. That's a cute dog.
Fine.
Cute, well-behaved dog.
I don't think
dog.
It'll happen again. Let me put it that way.
And the CBS by my house, there is this guy that goes, gets his medicine and all that.
Yeah.
He has a cockatoo the time.
A cockatoo.
Oh.
You
Which
understand
is like
that?
What Beretta had, right?
Yeah, Beretta. Yeah,
and
exactly.
I don't like that.
I don't like him
because
either.
Because I'm afraid. I don't know what the
how do you say it?
The bird
when,
is
when
going to do.
When he said CVS, because Pepe talks with an accent, it reminded me of that scene from Veep.
Yeah.
And do you remember, who's the guy that played Dan on Veep that we like? He's been on the show.
Reed Scott.
Yeah, really, really good guy. Really, really good actor. Guy. So he was trying to. They were all working for the vice president. Selena Meyer was, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was the vice president. So Dan was trying to sleep his way to the top.
Right.
And he heard that one of the campaign staffer's sisters worked at CBS.
Yes.
Worked at the network. So he slept with her. She really worked at CVS.
Right. Well, that's like Curb. That's like Curb on Sunday. Yeah, Vince Vaughn thought he was dating somebody with Disney, and it turned out she was like the greeter at the Disney store.
That was funny.
That's very funny. Very funny. All right. Let's do it. 877-710-ESPN. It is Fifth Row Fridays. And if you can identify or answer correctly five questions, one from each show this week, you will be in the fifth row for Sunday night at Lakers, Minnesota. Courtesy BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. 877-710-ESPN is the number. Then we got Potpourri of Lies. Then we're turning it over to the afternoon, guys. So let me tell you about Jacob Imrani. Jacob, fantastic guy, great guy. You hear him on the show. When there are legal questions, we always turn to Jacob. Here's a tricky thing about getting into an accident. If it happens, the insurance company is going to call you, the other guy's insurance company, and you might say, yeah, I feel okay. And then you start feeling pain, and that probably cost yourself thousands and thousands of dollars because they recorded that call. Instead of trying to handle an accident by yourself next time, immediately call my friend Jacob. Nobody plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you got to call Jacob. He's going to talk to the insurance company on your behalf so you won't innocently say the wrong thing and damage your case. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great prizes. Right now, Jacob is offering a chance to win two tickets to an upcoming Lakers game, so check that out. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. It is Fifth Row Friday's time. One totally selfish plug. Go check out the Culture Pop podcast. Go to the YouTube channel. The Oscar predictions are there. The show is Sunday night, and Pepe and I are going toe-to-toe with our Oscar ballots this year. Go listen to the show. Now, Fifth Row Friday tickets for Minnesota Sunday night at Crypto.com Arena. And these questions are tough.
Yes. What's that, Greg?
Give us a call. We still have a couple lines open.
Oh, a couple lines. Okay, 877-710-ESPN if you think. And by the way, some people now lay back. They heard us go through a series of calls last year.
The guy that was at the game, the Sacramento game, he went back and counted. He was the 15th caller. And he said he knew the one nobody could get.
Right.
And he said he didn't know a couple of the other ones, but by laying back, he went in. Now, I would prefer to go now. I want to be first.
I want to be first. Yeah, I want to be first. All right, so here we go. Caller number one is Rudy in West Covina. Rudy, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Rudy, you've been listening all week?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Question one. Whose famous granddaughter did Michael stop mid-sentence during a Laker broadcast to talk to? Who was the Hall of Famer? Say again?
Phil Sherman. Phil Sherman.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I need you to say the last name really clear.
Phil Sherman.
Craig, what do you think?
That's not his name.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Boy, that he was very close.
Knows everything and then missed it.
Yeah, wow. That was very close.
He's right in the ballpark.
Greg's tough.
Jonathan, Santa Clarita. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Jonathan. Okay, whose famous granddaughter did Michael stop mid-sentence during a Laker broadcast to talk to?
Bill Sherman.
Yes. You go. I think, Greg, he was saying Bill Sherman.
I think he was saying Sherman.
Sherman.
That's why I had to say it again. All right, good for you, Jonathan. All right, Mason.
All right, Jonathan, what type of stain was Ireland asked to remove from Laura's pants?
Popcorn oil.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Jonathan.
You're doing well,
I think Jonathan's looking good. All right. Jonathan, what did Pepe say would repel scorpions?
Lavender.
This guy's
dialed in.
Okay. This one's tough. What was Greg Bergman's favorite road trip song? You can say the song or the artist.
It was Simon and Garfunkel. I believe it was Homeward Bound.
Wow.
Oh you got both. There you go.
No, Jonathan, we are all rooting for you.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you're listening closely today. Pepe told a story that we were asking about when you fly on an airline and you only have one seat, who gets the seat? Pepe mentioned that he used to work for a specific airline. What was the airline that Pepe worked for 20 years?
Air Mexicana.
Boom! You got it! Way to go, Jonathan!
Nice job! Those were not easy questions.
Wow, Jonathan, it didn't even look like you struggled. Did you take notes?
I've taken notes, and last week I was the one who got Bahama Mama wrong.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I took such detailed notes, I was not going to get smoked this week.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad you came back.
Thank you, Jonathan. Congratulations. You'll be there Sunday night.
Hey, Jonathan, you get to see Anthony Edwards. Maybe he'll hit his head on the rim. Hey, Jonathan, awesome. Do you know who you're going to take with you?
Oh, my wife. She doesn't really love the Lakers. She's my LAFC Dodger fan, but she's going to come with me.
Oh, she'll have a great time. Come by and say hi. We'll see you on Sunday. Hang on. Greg's going to get some info. Okay.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yeah, that guy had it down.
That was excellent.
You should bring a friend who really loves the Lakers.
No, you bring your wife.
You don't bring your wife. You got to hear about it forever.
You kidding me?
She doesn't really love the Lakers.
You don't bring your wife?
Maybe be bored. She won't be. She'll be on her phone.
You are so dismissive. Do you do this with Julie all the time? Let her take her own flight. I'm not picking her up at the airport.
Brian, breaking news. This is.
Oh no! I know it's coming tonight.
LeBron out.
Oh man!
I had a feeling.
I got a feeling.
That's a peppy song.
That tonight's not going to be a good
night.
Remember
the song?
I think last time LeBron was out, LeBron and AD were both out in Boston, and the Lakers won.
That's right.
So yeah,
Milwaukee
that's true.
Take them lightly now.
No LeBron tonight.
I'm so looking forward to LeBron and Giannis and Dame and AD and all right.
Had a feeling. He left that game early the other night, and the ankle thing is a chronic thing. He's been dealing with all year long. He's questionable on every injury report, and tonight, not playing. That's disappointing.
Pepe. Very disappointing.
Very. And they've got a big – I mean, every one of these games is now critical, and that's not hyperbole. If you want to avoid being the 10 seed, you better start winning games. They're going to be at least the 10 because there's a cushion there, but you better start winning games against the teams that you're chasing. And in this case, you're facing really tough opponents in Milwaukee tonight, and they've been playing well. Minnesota has lost Karl Anthony Towns, but still very good. And next Wednesday at Sacramento is going to be huge because they're chasing the Kings. They blew this last game against the Kings, a disastrous performance for them.
Did they say how long Towns is out for? He's getting an operation, so he's going to be out a month or two.
They
months.
They said he's out for the season.
For the season?
I heard that he was out for the season. Yeah, I heard they're going to reevaluate him after the surgery, but
he might not be back for the playoffs, though. Huh?
They said he could be.
They said he could be,
but they don't.
They
know
always said that,
right? They don't know. They never know until they see how the surgery.
And I'm
going to
tell you something.
Okay, tell me something.
The Lakers are going to win tonight.
Why? Without LeBron.
Without LeBron, they beat Boston in Boston, and they beat New York in New York without the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Without guys.
Everybody played in New York, but you're right about Boston. Nobody played in...
No, everybody played in New York?
Yeah, LeBron and AD both played in New York.
Okay, well, then...
Nobody said Boston. But
you're right. In Boston, they played without both of them.
Yeah. Their record... They've won games without LeBron. I forget what their record
like
is without...
Four.
You know, they're not completely out of it, but I think it's a really tough spot tonight. And Sunday night, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Michael, you think they'll go 2-0?
Yeah.
Pepe, you think they'll go 2-0?
Definitely.
Ireland, you think they'll go 2-0?
I do, but now I'm feeling less confident with LeBron out.
I'm hoping for a split.
Yeah.
Just win one of these, and I think it's a win.
You're always hoping for a split.
Yes, of course. I'm always hoping for them to win. I just don't always guarantee it.
He says you're not very optimistic.
No, so you got to tell the truth to the people.
What do you mean the truth? That's your truth.
That's not your truth either. No. You know it.
By the way, it's not your truth.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? You don't even know me.
I know your truth.
You don't even know me.
I don't know you.
By the way, Ireland hates
this. You were Air Mexicana.
Right. Ireland hates this expression of your truth.
Because it doesn't exist. There's only the truth.
Well, but think,
that's
okay.
Right.
So
is your truth my truth,
Pepe,
and the truth?
Do you really believe they're going to go 2-0?
Yes.
Okay, that is truth. I really believe they're going to go 1-1. That is my truth. Ireland, you believe they're going to go 2-0? That is your truth. Does that not make sense? The truth thing?
No, because these are projections.
Right.
There cannot be a truth.
But you do you believe at your core? I believe they're going to split.
You want to know the truth?
Yes!
You can't handle the truth!
Thank you, Pepe. That was a good setup there. Aaron Sorkin appreciates that shout out.
Thank God.
All right, it's Potpourri of Lies time.
Oh, no.
Momo stopped in. Hey, Momo. It is.
Can she play?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Come on in, Momo. She's going to be filling in next week. Yeah.
You're going to play Momo? You're going to get caught up in the lies?
Yeah, the
Momo,
lies.
Let me warn you, Momo. The questions will confuse you.
What a tangled web he weaves. Pepe Mantillas, potpourri of lies is next. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. If you are hiring, it takes up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job. That's almost 2.5 months. If you're listening today, take my advice. Use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast, and right now you can do it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. How quick? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. As my buddy Ian Siegel says, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, they don't leave anything to chance. Just go to that exclusive website to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. And ladies and gentlemen, that song is playing because it is a potpourri of lies. Momo is here to play today. Momo, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
You don't call, you don't write, you don't text.
Oh, that's mine. That's why.
Yeah,
you
there you go.
Oh,
all right, do your
that's
thing.
What I was wondering. I was like, who's turning the volume up?
So Pepe, it is potpourri of lies. Do you have any?
I texted yesterday, by the way. I said I'm also a late merger.
Excellent.
I did. I texted Ireland.
Yeah.
And then you made fun of me.
No, everyone is. Mason refuses to let anyone in ever.
Yeah.
I know. You're battling it out.
I follow the rules. All right. So, Pepe, what do you got going?
Potpourri is here in this envelope.
Oh. Sealed envelope.
I just want to tell you something, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Last week, I was interrupted several times by you guys, okay?
You're asking
this
questions.
Time, I'm not going to put up with that.
You and tell
I
him,
have
Pepe.
The yellow card, okay?
You just interrupted
the yellow card.
Sometimes the questions confuse us. We ask for clarity.
You're always confused, okay? So
okay, right, let's give it a shot.
Let's open the envelope. Here we go.
This is amazing. It really is an envelope, and he spelled potpourri right.
Hermetically sealed.
He's like El Carnacki. Yeah. He's okay. El Carnacki.
Please.
Focus.
Focus.
Mace.
The first. Okay. The first,
all right.
The first one is pay attention, please.
Okay.
Yes. Concentrate.
Concentration.
Focus.
Focus.
The Mexican flag has an emblem in the middle.
Okay.
An eagle is standing in a palm, a cactus, or a flower.
Okay.
Laura should be the last one.
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to go first?
No. Brian, no. You go first.
Okay.
Let's go flower.
Greg.
A palm.
Mace.
A palm.
I'm also going to go a palm. Michael.
I know my flags. It's an eagle.
The eagle is standing.
That wasn't
eagle
one of the questions.
On something.
Oh, on a palm.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Momo.
I will go with, I think it's a flower.
What is it, Pepe?
No. Laura.
Oh, I'm sorry, Laura.
I have no idea.
Oh,
wow. I'm going to get my car. But you know what? They always say, tienes el nopal en la frente, so I'm going to go with the cactus.
And you're right.
Oh, Laura!
Were you the only one who guessed cactus?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the easy one.
This game is culturally biased.
Yes.
That is the easy one.
By the way,
the Jewish one.
Pepe walked up and said before the game even started, earlier, before anybody's here, I hope you win, Laura.
He did say that. Yeah, he did.
Okay,
because
well,
she never won
Well, I've never won.
We'll see when you take her down.
Okay, okay. Number two. Okay. Here
we go. Number two. This is for you, Greg, okay? So stop complaining.
I'm just saying you talked to Laura.
Against what team did Fernando Valenzuela win the opening game of 1981 with the Dodgers? Padres, Reds, or Astros?
I have no clue. I'm going to go with the Astros.
Okay, so you're going to Astros, Mace.
They were in them.
I am going to go Reds.
I'll go Padres. Michael.
Padres.
Ramona.
Padres.
Laura.
I'm also going to go Padres.
Brian.
Big Red Machine.
Astros.
What?
Oh, really?
I got it right.
Oh, is that when they were in the National League?
They were a National League team back then.
I said that afterwards. They were in the National League then.
Well, what's weird is Pepe, before each question, has said, this is going to favor a certain person. They had no idea, and they both got it right.
Yeah, so you're calling your shot,
I was like,
Pepe.
No, wait, it's the Astros. That's an AL team. Yeah.
Okay. Number three.
Mason should be the last one to answer.
Okay.
This.
Oh, so that means you'll get it right.
Kay. Which famous actress was known as the first lady of the American screen?
Okay.
Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, or Elizabeth Taylor?
I'll go Betty Davis. Michael.
Crawford.
Ramona.
Joan Crawford.
Laura.
I don't know. Taylor.
Brian.
Davis.
Greg.
Crawford.
Mace.
Don't know it, but I'm going to guess Taylor.
Oh, my God. Betty Davis.
Oh. Am I the only one who guessed Davis? Yeah, okay, yeah. Me and Brian. All right, so the score is...
I have yet to score.
Here's the people that have points. Buff. Brian, Greg, John, Laura.
I don't know.
The other three, Michael, Mace, Ramona, don't have that, points Mason. Yet.
Do you know these or do you look it up, Pepe?
Well, of course I know.
You're going to get a yellow card, Bergman.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, okay.
I'm asking.
This is a warning. Okay.
This is a warning.
From which language does the word esoteric originate?
Oh. I threw that word out last week.
Yeah.
Latin, Greek, or Arabic?
Mace.
Greek.
I'll go Latin. Michael.
Greek.
Ramona.
Greek.
Laura.
Oh, man. Latin.
Brian.
Latin.
Greg.
Greek.
Mace, did you guess?
I guess Greek.
Okay, what is it, Pepe?
It is Greek.
Oh, I finally got one.
So Ramona got it. Mace got it. Who else said Greek?
Greg got it.
Did Michael get it?
Yes.
Of course, that's your first point. Laura, you didn't get it?
Michael has always been confident.
Greg has the lead. Greg has two. Everybody else has one.
Okay. In what year was the song American Pie released? 1970, 1971, or 1972?
Michael.
71.
Ramona.
72.
Laura.
I'm with Momo. 72.
Brian.
71.
Greg.
What day did music die? 71.
Mace.
71.
I will also go 71.
It is 71.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Michael said it's so confident.
What did I say?
I was in high school.
Who else got it besides me, Michael, and Mason?
Brian.
Greg.
Okay, Greg's at the lead still. All right, so Greg 3. Brian, Mace, Ireland, Michael 2, Ramona 1, Laura 1. Okay, here we go.
In which present-day country was the Prime Minister Golda Meir born? Ukraine, Israel, or Belarus?
Ramona.
What was the other one, the middle one?
Israel.
Belarus. I'm going to go with Belarus.
All right, Laura.
Dang, I was going to go with that, too.
You still can.
You can.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Brian.
Ukraine.
Greg.
I'll go with Momo, Belarus.
Mace.
It's not Israel. I'm going to go Belarus also.
I think Belarus is too weird to throw in there if it's not right. I'll go Belarus. Michael, did you guess?
Not yet.
What are you going?
It's a trick question. Israel.
Well, she was the prime minister of Israel, which was founded in 48.
You guys,
not until 1948.
Who answered Ukraine?
Brian.
It is Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't Israel. That would have been too easy.
Yeah, it was founded in 48.
Israel, yeah.
Okay, pay attention to this.
All right, Brian, you tied Greg for the lead.
Pay attention to this.
How many are left, Pepe? Several?
Several. A lot?
Okay. No, don't start making me nervous, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Why are you fucking nervous? You're the host.
This is very important.
Okay, very important.
In which of Shakespeare's works you find the exclamation, a horse? Mm-hmm. A horse, my kingdom for a horse.
Henry, can you say that one more time?
No, you're going to get a yellow card.
Yes, Ramona.
The horse.
Ramona, please. Okay.
All right.
I will give you a yellow card, okay. But today is a very special
it's,
day.
It's interesting.
I just want him to deliver that line with all yes. the Momo. Force that Pepe horse, can horse. Deliver.
What is it, Mr. Ed?
Okay. Hey, from what Shakespeare play does this come from?
I'm saying this to everybody. Yeah. Fuck us.
Yeah, fuck us.
Relax. Whoa, hey, be careful. Yeah. Come on. You're going to bring it really close there. You're getting really close there, buddy.
Here we go.
I almost dumped
it. Horse a horse, my kingdom for a horse. What play did it come
Henry from? Henry VIII, Edward III, Richard III.
All right, Henry VIII, Edward III, Richard III?
Yes.
Okay, Brian.
Richard III.
Greg.
What was the third one? Henry, Richard, or?
Henry VIII, Edward III, Richard III.
I'm going to go with Edward III.
Mace.
I'm going to go Richard III.
I'm also going to go Richard III. Michael.
I'll go with old Ed.
I will say Richard.
I will go Henry VIII.
Laura's the only one?
You should have gone with Richard.
Yeah. Oh. Richard III?
Richard III.
He didn't even write a play about Henry VIII.
Okay. Who else got that?
Tinny?
Brian, you got it. I got it. Anybody else besides me and Brian? You?
I got it.
Mason.
You got it?
Mason got it.
Okay.
Okay, next. Who was the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature?
Oh.
Bell Hooks, Toni Morrison, or Alice Walker?
Ooh.
That's tough. That
okay,
tough.
Greg.
Alice Walker.
Mace.
It's one of two. I am going to say it is Alice Walker.
Hold on. I'll go Bell Hooks, Michael.
Alice.
Ramona.
And I will say Toni Morrison.
Yeah, Toni Morrison.
Laura.
Walker.
Who is it, Pepe?
Toni Morrison.
Yeah!
Ramona's the only one who got that, right?
Yeah.
Am okay. I out now?
It was either Alice or Toni.
Yeah, it was, right, either, it was
so
one of the other.
This game is very close. Here's the score. Greg, 4. Brian, Mason, Ireland, Momo, 3 each.
Here we go.
Michael, 2. Laura, 1.
Okay.
All right,
oh,
here we go.
Okay.
Let's
this
go.
One.
Laura, you're horrible.
You
yay,
all,
yay.
You, hey, all, you got one more
you
sheet
should
twice
know,
as much as Laura.
You all should know this one, but I prefer for the commissioner to be the last one. The commissioner is Greg, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
just
in case. Right. Yeah. The Mao.
How many players have won multiple World Series MVP awards?
World Series MVP awards, okay.
3, 4, or 5?
Okay, multiple World Series awards. All right, Mace.
3.
I'll also say 3. Michael.
3, it's hard to do.
Ramona.
4.
Mm-hmm. Laura.
3.
Brian.
I'm going to go 4.
Greg.
I'm going to go 3.
Pepe.
4.
Yes!
Yeah, baby.
All right, wow. Momo
had to make a move.
Tied for Momo, did anyone else say 4 besides Momo?
Corey Seager, Reggie Jackson,
Brian
Sandy
four,
Koufax,
right?
And Bob
Brian
Gibson.
Did too.
Okay.
Say it again. It was Sandy Koufax, Reggie Jackson,
Bob Gibson. And Corey Seager.
And Corey Seager.
Forgot
Corey
about
Seager. Seager. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Pepe, do 3 more. Pick your. And do you have a tiebreaker?
I have. I have 3 more exactly.
Okay.
And
okay.
2
okay.
tiebreakers in case.
Okay, okay. Double
right.
tiebreaker.
So 3 more. Laura, you need to get this to stay alive, okay?
Here okay, this, Michael, you should be the last one, okay?
Okay.
In what year people. Was the.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you a yellow card, okay?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Pepe, take it away.
In what year was the dunk disallowed? In the college basketball.
In college basketball.
Okay.
1967, 1968, or 1969?
Okay.
All right.
Ramona.
I believe it was 69.
Laura.
I like that number, 1969.
Brian.
Man, I
watched it.
You should have.
Laura.
Brian.
68.
You're going 68. Greg.
When did Kareem come out? I'm going to say 68.
Mace.
68.
I'm going to go 69. Michael.
I'll say 68 because of Lou Alcindor.
Pepe, or that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I cannot believe it. 67.
Oh,
Nobody got it. Wow.
So I'm out.
Bill
Russell?
That was Kareem's first year.
Was it Bill Russell?
No.
No, it was
because of Bill Russell or Kareem.
No, Kareem was
because
not
of
on the
Lou 66 Alcindor.
Team. Yeah. So they outlined Michael, before he even made
the
decision.
Right.
Kareem wasn't allowed to dunk.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. But he didnn't get on campus till 67.
Right.
That was interesting. Okay, so Laura's out.
Yeah, I'm out.
There are 2 left.
Number 11.
All right.
The 1968 Summer Olympics were officially known as the Games of What Olympiad? The 17.
Which year? The
1968 in Mexico City.
The 17, the 18, or the 19?
Okay.
I could almost do the math, but.
All right. Ryan.
I can't.
18.
Greg.
Yeah, I'm going 18 also.
Momo.
Who's in the lead? The first one.
17.
Mace.
17.
I will also go 17. Michael.
19th.
What's the answer?
19.
Oh,
so that
Michael.
Keeps Michael in the game. Yes. Okay.
So who has the lead?
Right now, it is a three-way tie for first between Brian, Greg, and Momo.
Oh, let's go. I'm
Mason,
taking you down.
Mason, and Michael are all
Stan.
One back.
Just, one back.
So they have
I'm
to
just
go
swooping in, parachuting in, taking out
okay,
both
so
of
this
the
is the the final question. Guys.
I don't like
this
your game, Pepe.
This is the final question. I'm sorry.
Yellow card.
Yellow card.
I'm out anyways.
You can
okay.
now.
I want you to be first, Michael.
Me first.
Okay. 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 All right, here we go.
No, he's not in
no,
the lead.
No,
he's
out
behind. Of it. He's out of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
No,
okay.
No, he's with us.
He okay, three. Okay, that's okay.
Three. Here we go.
Okay.
Do go ahead.
Which,
go ahead.
Whatever
ask
way
ask
you
your
want.
Question.
Whatever
dictator.
Way you want. Who wrote the novel The Stranger? Albert Camus, Franz Kafka, or Jean-Paul Sartre?
Say that again?
I didn't even hear
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Yeah.
The height of esoteric.
Okay, Greg, this is you.
What was the book's name?
The Stranger.
The Stranger. Camus.
Brian.
A.
Which is who?
Camus.
Okay, Momo.
Initially, I thought it was Camus, but I actually think it's Sartre.
Okay. That means who's the one that they haven't guessed?
The middle one.
Sartre.
No, she just guessed that.
Okay, Kafka.
All right, we all have to guess Kafka yeah. or else to keep it delay. So Mason, Michael, and I all guess Kafka. What's the answer?
Bad news, it is Camus.
That's right.
Dang!
Okay. Yeah! So
that
actually
means
knew that somehow.
Momo's out. Ireland's out. Mace
it's
is
me
out.
And Brian.
Michael's
the
out.
One
I
know,
I thought it was, and then I was like, wait,
win
now
it, Greg.
You made me rethink it when
okay.
you said Sartre.
All right.
Here we
Greg
go.
Greg against Brian in the tiebreaker. Pepe, what's the tiebreaker?
Okay. How many medals did the U.S. win in the 1968 Summer Olympic Games?
1968.
So write down a number, Brian.
I mean, wow, gold medals or total
when
medals?
You hand
total
a pen,
medals.
You total
you're not
medals.
Even in the game anymore.
Well, you got to specify
Greg,
which
summer. 1968 Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics.
Mexico City.
Greg,
Pepe
you got
was
a
there.
Number?
22.
Oh, Brian, what'd you write down?
55.
You guys, man.
What?
107.
Brian!
22
might be
that
a little bit
Olympics.
Low. I'm really bad at this guessing at the end.
Yeah,
end.
Yeah, you do go low.
I go really
you get
low.
Get to the tiebreaker, and then you wet the bed.
Yes, I do.
Now yeah. I understand why you guys talk about Pepe's games. These are hard.
By the way.
That wasn't hard at all.
Yes, it was.
Whose
game.
Games
was
are more random?
By the way, Brian has two, and he's the leader this month.
Let's go, baby.
Well, I have two.
No, you don't. You have one.
I won them yesterday.
What did I give you?
And I won the day before that.
You won yesterday?
I won the last 2 days yeah. before today.
Michael, you should
oh, then you're tied.
Some of these questions are <you're laughs> concentrating.
Okay, yeah, tell you what. Focus. Well, with everybody in the house, let's just throw it to Super Crosstalk.
It's a Fit Friday!
All right, so we got a full house here. Shidano and Cappy both on the line. Pepe's here, Michael's here, Momo's here. Guys, what's going on?
Oh, happy International Women's Day to Momo and
Thank
Dara.
You.
Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you.
I would not have known about it, if I'm being honest, if I wasn't watching NBA Today earlier today.
Yeah.
Which was
and I'm doing Countdown today, too.
Oh, you're doing Countdown
with that, Momo. Congrats.
Yeah. I know. It's the first time I've ever done Countdown.
That's
it's kind
cool.
of exciting.
Yeah.
Mom with Becky Hammond. We just had lunch over there.
Nice.
I feel like all the ladies are in the house.
Yeah.
So where'd you go? Where'd you have lunch?
All the single ladies.
It's kind of cool that we have enough women on staff at ESPN to actually do all of the broadcasts and all the shows with just women.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Where do you guys have lunch at?
Smoke and Fire. Love that place.
Ooh.
Greg introduced me to that.
I haven't been down there
so
yet. It's good.
Good.
Oh so
good.
So I good. Because I'm still doing my diet, so I got like a salad without the smoked chicken on it. And
it's nice.
Great. It's perfect.
Yeah, that is good. That place is good. What George, what did we have last time? What was
we
the
had the ribeye.
We
had the ribeye, and we had the some quesadillas, some short rib
so
quesadillas.
Good.
Do you order? So you guys order a ribeye is way too much, I think, for me to eat.
They cut it up.
I like just a nice New York. I don't need the whole
ribeye.
No,
they slice it, though. They slice it up for you.
They slice it up, and ribeye is way more tasty than any other cut.
Capi, you recommended the quesadilla the other day.
Yes, the short rib quesadilla is out of this world.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
How really did good. It go with the, this was it yesterday that you had Yachtly Crew, or was that the day before?
Two days ago.
Mace, yeah, I missed it. Yesterday was Beto, and you guys yelled at me because of what I wore on TV. That's right.
No, not
the
me.
Days are all,
uh-uh.
Oh, yeah, no, Beto came after me.
What'd you wear on TV?
I just wore, like,
what TV were you on, by the way?
Shirt. I did Good Day LA. Just a shirt and a little jacket on it. Nothing in particular.
It's
but,
supposed
right,
to be
just,
Good Day. You're not
you should
supposed
be
to
dressed
like,
up
go
a little
crazy
more.
With that.
I'm not dressing up a little bit more. This
don't
is,
do it, Mace. Don't do it.
I'm not going to play that game.
Especially
well, but
not
you don't look. You don't.
You're
not. I just think you could dress up a little more. I'm with Beto on that.
Don't do it, Mace. Be natural.
If you're going to have me, if you're going to book me, then you're going to get me. That's
oh, look
I
at
say.
You.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah, like
that's
it. Right.
What are you, Mark Cuban, right. going to wear T-shirts now? Like,
no, I mean, no. I dress perfectly acceptably. Perfectly acceptably.
I thought it looked okay. It looked better than the last time you were on. Who were you on with that we potted it up live?
Alex Michelson.
Right. And that day, I was not keen on the outfit because you were wearing like a puffer jacket
yes.
with a collar.
Yeah,
and that just doesn't
oh, yeah,
buy.
Puffer jacket. Yeah. That just makes you look fat.
You think so? By the way,
the whole
no
point
matter,
of a puffer jacket
every time
is
on
that it's kinda,
every time I'm on TV, I think same. I look fat.
Yeah, always. That's why I don't watch.
Yeah.
By the way,
I never go back.
Me
and
neither.
Jorge, really good yesterday with all the things that you said that these guys were sending you.
Oh, the play-by-play stuff is weaving in the words,
that,
the mystery words. Yeah, yeah. Thank
were
you
able to do it a bunch?
I got like four in, right, Cappy?
Yeah, don't, Mace, I want you to listen when you get done mm-hmm. with Super Crosstalk, and before you get high, I want you to run to your car, mm-hmm. okay? Yeah. I want you to run to your car, and I want you to turn it on, because in the opening segment, we're going to replay for everybody all of the things that George got into the broadcast.
Oh, that's cool. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, smoked a J last night for the first time in 6 months. Not working for me anymore.
Really?
Really? I think I'm just a straight-up edibles guy now.
Wait a second. What do you mean it didn't work for you? You mean you didn't get high or what?
Oh,
or
no. I got like high, but probably higher than I would like. Mm-hmm. Too high. Too high. Not
so
even
how
fun.
Much of the J did you smoke?
Half.
Okay. By yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
Juan, no J?
No, he was drinking.
Okay.
Good. Is Juan not a smoker?
We just both got you-know-what faced last night.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, that was the night. Mm-hmm. That was what we planned out for ourselves. But, oh, yeah, I think I'm just an edibles guy now. I'm not a smoking
really?
Guy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, are you?
Am I what?
A smoking guy? Do you smoke a J? No, you're more of a vape guy, aren't you?
Yes, but I don't think I told you guys this yet.
Mm. Oh.
Do you know that, and I haven't talked about this at all, because I didn't really want to upset people like, you know, Christopher Ward from the Green Cross. Or
who does a great job.
I saw Chris today.
I got a doggy bag from Chris.
He just sent me an email like an hour ago. I just saw it now. So
yeah, he's the best. Yeah.
So, Cappy, I think I know what's coming. Explain.
What happened?
I will tell you guys, this is a straight-up truth. I can't believe I haven't said anything about it, and I kind of kept it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had 1 ounce of cannabis since Christmas Day of last year.
Wow.
Of 23 so or 22?
23.
Now, okay. That's a conscious choice, obviously.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys remember the story, but I was going to Mexico, this is about a year and change ago,
mm-hmm.
and I had an entire dispensary with me in my bag.
Sure.
And nothing was taken out of the, it was all brand new.
Yep.
Carts, pens, gummies, joints. I mean, I had everything, and it was all packaged in the stuff that I got from the dispensary, mm-hmm. right? So I didn't take it out and hide it. And they saw me coming from a mile away. The girl who was working the baggage thing, she was like, oh, here comes this white guy, dude. This guy's so busted. And so she took all my stuff, right? She went into every pocket, into every pair of pants I had.
Oh. Yeah.
She took out everything. And there's like $1,000 worth of weed sitting there at the airport. So she says to me, your choice is either you turn around, leave, and don't come back to Mexico for 48 hours, or you pay your fine and you can go. So the fine started at like $125,
right.
and by the time it was done, it was like $250.
What, were you paying by the pound?
No, I don't know why I was paying so much. I don't know. She just kept looking at me going, he got more.
See, yeah. I don't travel with it. I don't like travel. It makes me super nervous.
Yeah.
I would never
travel
with it on a plane.
Yeah, so you're kind of crazy, couple.
And you brought a dispensary.
Right. So I go ahead, I pay the fine, right?
After why did you need that much? How long were you going to be in Mexico for? 6 months?
I know. I just figure I had a lot with me. You know, people need stuff, you know. So I pay the fine. I go back and I go, hey, before I leave, can I have my stuff back? They're like, no, you can't have your stuff back. That's our stuff now.
Yeah.
Mm. So I was going to Mexico in December 26th of this past year. And I knew I couldn't bring anything with me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go away for 4 days. I'm not going to have any weed. So you know what? I think I'm going to quit for
now. So you just kicked it?
I just stopped immediately that day.
Good for you.
Haven't gone back to it.
And is it because you're just going to stick with alcohol? Like I always say, you got to pick one or the other. Both.
Well,
that's too much.
Yeah. No, I didn't really replace it with anything. As a matter of fact, funny you should ask. Mace, you'll love this. My therapist, who I haven't spoken to since December of 2019.
Okay.
I saw him the other day, and he looked through his notes. He goes, you know, I haven't seen you since December of 2019. I'm like, yeah, isn't that interesting? So I told him I quit smoking weed. He goes, well, what'd you replace it with? And I go, nothing. He's like, what do you mean nothing? I'm like, yeah, just nothing.
Athletic Greens?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I
wow.
just have it. Yeah, nothing.
This is a big health kick.
Well, it is. And I thought I was going to lose a bunch of weight because I thought that's why I was gaining so much weight. I was going to get high and eat so much at night.
Yep.
But then I haven't really lost any weight. In fact, I'm hungrier.
And you're still eating so much at night?
Oh, well, not so much at night. I'm just...
I think I know what happened here, Cappy.
Tell me.
Something is going on right next to me that I'm not quite sure mm-hmm. is real. And mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what to make of it, because if it's actually true, it's going to be the most like mind-blowing thing that has ever happened in the studio.
Yes.
Okay.
Michael Thompson is smoking.
Yeah.
Michael Thompson
I love
has
it.
Got a J right here.
Yeah. I feel like you've been doing it for a long time. It explains your spelling.
But this was like Mr. Wag his finger at Mace.
No, I know.
But you realize, Michael, that is not a real...
Is it?
...joint or cigarette.
Oh, you think this is a cigarette?
I mean...
That is a...
Bubblegum
That
cigarette.
Is bubblegum. That is a bubblegum cigarette. I can't even believe they sell these anymore.
Yeah, see?
I know, right?
I got it online.
Oh,
yeah,
it.
I can't even... But he's
Give
chewing on his...
I mean, you know we're on the YouTube.
There. Yeah, that's... It's gum. He's okay.
Yeah, it's just the bubble
Well,
gum.
Good for you, Cappy. I'm happy for you. If
yeah,
that's
by the way,
works,
Mace,
good.
Mace, I'm not reformed like where I'm telling people not to smoke.
You give your grandson these like fake cigarettes and then people think that the two-year-old is
you're
smoking.
You're not straight edge, right,
no,
Cappy?
No, and yesterday when you were talking about smoking a J, I was like, you know, maybe I should break it after the
months. This happened to me when I, obviously, when you're pregnant, you can't do anything.
Yep.
And so when I was thinking about having kids, I decided I was going to just prove to myself that I could go like a month or two without doing anything.
Yeah.
And it was like, I did it for a month or two and it was really hard.
Yeah.
I was
like,
oh my God. Especially it was like during the NBA playoffs and everything. I was like, how do I travel and not have a drink at the end of the night or not, whatever it was. But then once you prove you can do it, it loses its power of you and you're like, don't miss it.
Yeah, not at all.
I've had one drink. The Super Bowl Sunday was the only time I drank between New Year's and now. I've also been sick a ton, so that doesn't help either.
Right.
You know, I've literally had three different ailments.
Have you? Is that where you were the last couple of days? And you had?
No. I was on the road. I had. Oh, okay. I was in San Francisco doing the Warriors game, which they blew out the Bucks.
Right.
Michael, did you see the interaction I had with your son online or no?
No,
online.
I didn't say, they actually talked to you?
Yeah. So we did a halftime walk off. Clay's actually very nice to me, unbeknownst to you.
Yeah.
But the halftime walk-off we did with him, and he was upset that he missed the shot at the end of the buzzer, basically. Mm-hmm. And I went to turn around, the camera's in front of me, he was next to me, and then Mike Breen tosses to me, and he's like, let's send it to George. And I look to my left, and I'm like, where did he go? And I look back, and he's still in the corner, like going through his shooting motion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, Mike, hold on one second. Klay Thompson's still in the corner, I guess going through his shooting motion. And I come back and I'm like, what's going on? Are you still upset that you missed the shot? He's like, yeah, man, I should have pump faked instead of taking the shot. He goes, but you know, that's life. And I was like, it was hilarious. It was just a hilarious exchange. And then, they played great then. But they've got some tough stuff going on now. They lost Steph. Right? Like, I feel like they can't get on track, Michael.
And they said all along Steph's out for with this sprained ankle?
They said the x-rays came back clean, I saw on ESPN.com. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Mona, a question.
Go ahead.
So she's sitting here and she's a woman on Women's Day, Women's Month. Ramona, how do you explain the fact that all of us in here cannot name one college basketball player, but women's college basketball taken over from men's college basketball this year?
Yes.
In popularity?
Yeah, well, first of all, the women's tournament is... The women are more incentivized to stay in college now because of the NIL deals. Like Caitlin Clark probably makes seven figures.
Is that because of Caitlin Clark? Has she elevated
Caitlin,
the game that much?
Yeah, but then there's Juju at USC. Yeah. Juju. There's Cameron Brink at Stanford. There's like South Carolina hasn't
lost
yet.
Yeah, but those
girls
have been around, except for Juju.
Angel Reese.
They've been around for years, but I've never seen college women's basketball at this level of popularity.
Because there's parity. It used to just be like UConn, Tennessee, right?
Right.
And South Carolina's been good for a while.
Yeah.
But now it's like... now there's like 10 programs that are legitimately good, and they're beating each other.
Will
like,
they get higher ratings than the men's tournament?
I think so. Because I think that,
do you think so?
Listen, I should follow men's college basketball closer because there's guys who are going to get drafted or whatever it is. But it's not as compelling to me ever since they did away with the one that, you know, that used to be able to go straight to the NBA, mm-hmm. right? And when they did away with it, then everybody just stays for 1 year or whatever it is. And I think it's just changed. And maybe it's just my own bandwidth. I can only pay attention to so many things at once.
Yeah, only so much headspace.
Yeah, I just I've gotten deeper into the NBA and I have less to pay. There's less things I can pay attention to. So, but I think that it's the players stay in school longer. There's more parity now in the women's game. And you have bona fide stars. Like, who are the bona fide stars that have name recognition in men's college basketball?
Nobody.
You know,
there's some guy who's a freshman who might get drafted in the top five.
I couldn't tell you who that is. Yeah.
If you ask the average, what college basketball player do you know of the most? I would think it's Caitlin Clark.
She's gotten more attention
than anybody. You could probably
name
like five or six
basketball.
Women's players. Because, well, first of all, she had that great run through the tournament.
Right.
Then there's Angel Reese, obviously, at LSU. I know the Stanford girls because I follow them, but like Cameron Brink, because she's probably going to play for the Sparks next year. Yeah. She gets to know her.
She's
awesome.
The only kid I've seen in college, in men's college, that's balled out is the kid at Tennessee, Dalton Knecht, and he's got like a really easy name to remember.
That is a good name. But I think it's because they stay in school and there's like, you get to follow them for several years, too.
Good personality.
They're not traveling around like school to school every year.
By the way, Michael, we are actually carrying the NCAA tournament, the men's and the women's.
And when you fill that bracket out, you will do it with your system.
I've got a computer program. Absolutely. All right. Hey,
wait,
see you later. Where are we going? We're going home for the weekend.